This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Friday, August 12th. God's word for you today is Heart of It. Our scripture reading is taken from Philippians 2, verse 9, and it says, "Therefore, God elevated him to the place of highest honor and gave him the name above all other names." This was Paul's letter witnessing testimony to the Philippians of a time when every knee will bow to Jesus. Gentiles, Buddhists, Muslims, Hindus, everyone. Abacha will be there. Margaret Thatcher and Osama bin Laden will be there. Awolowo and Azikiwe will be there. Tafawa Balewa will be there. My grandmother and I will be there too. Every knee will bow at the name of Jesus. The lepers that was healed came back to Jesus, worshiping him with his testimony of healing. Testimony is actually an overflow of a grateful heart. When we testify, it is evidence that our heart is overflowing with gratitude. I love testimonies. I just love to celebrate what God is doing in his church. However, from this scripture, we see that from every testimony that is shared, there are 9 others that have not been shared. God is challenging us to testify because there is power in testifying. Revelation 19 verse 10 says, "And I fell at his feet to worship him. But he said to me, 'See that you do not do that. I am your fellow servant and of your brethren who have the testimony of Jesus.'" Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. You have to testify. 1 Samuel 17 verse 33 to 37 says, "Don't be ridiculous," Saul replied. "There's no way you can fight these Philistines and possibly win. You are only a boy, and he's been a man of war since his youth." But David persisted. "I have been taking care of my father's sheep and goats," he said. "When a lion or a bear comes to steal a lamb from the flock, I go after it with a club and rescue the lamb from its mouth. If the animal turns on me, I catch it by the jaw and club it to death. I have done this to both lions and bears, and I will do it to this pagan Philistine too, for he has defied the armies of the living God. The Lord who rescued me from the claws of the lion and the bear will rescue me from these Philistines." Saul finally consented. "All right, go ahead," he said, "and may the Lord be with you." David testified and prophesied. When you testify, you enter a place where you can prophesy things, even in your life, and they come to pass. So what testimony are you sitting on? One thing you will discover is that people that are grateful are courageous. People that are really grateful do not bother about what people will say about them. Guess what? It is not about arrogance. It is about God's glory. People that are grateful are compassionate, kind, and gentle. Courage, compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience flows from a grateful heart. Luke 17 verse 15 says, "One of them, when he saw that he was healed, came back to Jesus, shouting, 'Praise God!' from a heart of gratitude." This man was courageous enough to turn back. When 10 people are going in a direction, it takes courage for one to move in another direction. I pray that from your gratitude, courage, compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience, and praise will flow. In Jesus' name, let us pray. Father, I repent today for every testimony I have sat on, and I ask for your mercy. Holy Spirit, help me know and share the testimonies I need to in this season. In Jesus' name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.